In today's episode, we are talking about a podcasting productivity hack to help you streamline your podcast process. We are talking about batching and how you can use it effectively for your podcasting tasks. Welcome to Podcasting Tips and Tricks with Lyndall Harris, a show sharing quick, actionable tips, tricks, and advice to help you on your podcasting journey. This episode is brought to you by a new podcasting event that I'm running this year called the Australian Podcasters Collaborative Live. It's on Friday, the 4th of September, and will be held in Sydney. We have some amazing speakers lined up at present on a variety of podcasting topics. Some of the speakers include Kate Toon, Robert Gerrish, Lorraine Murphy, Cherie Clonan, James Cridland, Tony Cosentino, Hasara and Daniel Lay, myself, and more. It's an event for people who are wanting to launch a podcast, existing podcasters wanting to grow their audience, and anybody wanting inspiration and just another place to meet podcasters in the Australian community. For more information or to get onto the waitlist, head over to my website podcastva.com and click on the menu option Conference. Welcome back to another episode. My name is Lyndall Harris and I am the host of this podcast. Now, on to today's show, which is a hot topic. One of my most downloaded episodes was about the five-step podcasting process, where I talked a little bit about how you could streamline some of the parts of those workflows. And so today I thought we would talk about a podcast productivity hack, all about batching. So as you know, or I'm sure you've heard, batching is not new, but it is an effective time management technique to help people become more productive. Essentially, it involves completing a bunch of similar tasks in a scheduled block, avoiding that need to sort of switch back and forth between different skills or different mindsets that you need to be in, and it also eliminates multitasking. I find it really fascinating that research shows that to actually switch between tasks is hugely detrimental to our productivity, but it can take us on average 15 to 23 minutes for your brain to catch up and refocus on what you were doing. So I think when we talk about any task, obviously batching can be a huge advantage. But today we are going to talk about batching your podcasting tasks. A lot of podcasting tasks can be broken down into similar parts of the workflow and batched together. And the very first one I would say here is batch prepping. Now, this is where you would sit down and perhaps brainstorm the order of your episodes, outline the episodes, whether you do that in bullet points or write out a full script. For me personally, I've actually been on a plane a little bit the last few weeks or few months, and I have found a fantastic time for me to batch prep and write out my dot points is when I'm on that flight. So obviously when I'm not with my kids or my kids are reading a book or watching a movie, but I find that really productive time for me. The next thing that you can do is batch recording. Now, the biggest advantage here, obviously, is that you only need to set the equipment up once. Unless you're lucky enough to have a studio or permanent area, it does take a fair bit of time to set up the microphone, to make sure the arm's in place, to make sure it's connected into the computer properly or into your mixer. So it's just a good idea to use that time wisely by recording more than one episode when it is actually set up. You're also in that zone. So you have your podcasting voice on, you can get a few episodes done and dusted. And look, I guess it is a lot easier when it's solo recordings, but you can also organize to have a recording day so that you're scheduling in interviews as well. Are you interested in meeting and networking with other podcasters based here in Australia? I am going to start running some online networking events via Zoom. And if that is of interest to you, jump over to my website and register so that you get the emails about the events. I already have about 65 podcasters who have registered their interest. So if it's something that you would like to hear about, head over to my website at podcastva.com/Zoom-networking. And sign up to the mailing list so you hear all about these events. So that's podcastva.com /Zoom-networking. A note to think about here when you're talking about batch recording is you should know your limit on how many you can record before you feel a bit burnt out, because the last thing you want to do is decide to have a recording day where you're going to record 10 episodes, but really by about the fifth episode, you're done, your energy is lagging, and then have that come across in the recording to your audience that you're not really feeling it when you're recording. So just be mindful of how many you can realistically get into a batching session. The next task that you can batch is editing. So depending on your style of editing, this can be done really, really quickly and really productively. And also depends on your editing software. You can set up a template for your show in a lot of softwares, and you can do a fairly basic edit where you're not removing every and ah, and you can get through quite a few episodes. There are different styles of editing, and obviously the style that you use will actually affect how long it takes you. So some people do a really quick style of editing where they just leave a gap in their audio. If they make a mistake, they jump to that, they fix that spot, and they add their intro and outro. They do their technical steps and they're done. Others will actually sit and do a very comprehensive edit where they might talk for an hour and decide that they want to pull that back to a 45-minute episode. And so they're doing a lot of content editing as well as taking out all the ums and ahs. So it does vary depending on how you like to do your editing, but it's definitely another task in the workflow that you can batch quite easily. Batching your graphics. Now, these might be the graphics for your blog cover art. It might be your social media posts, your audiograms, quotes, etc. But if you have a template set up in, or different templates set up in a program like Photoshop or Canva or PicMonkey, then you can just go in and recreate all of these in bulk rather than having to go in and open them each individual time and remember how many you need to do for each episode. The next one is batching your show notes. Now, this one I think is a good one to batch because you'll be in writing mode. Now, again, there are different styles of how people do show notes and varying opinions on whether you even need to do show notes or how much information to put in there. So I guess it really depends on how in depth you like to do that. But as I say, if you're in writing mode and you can just get a few lots of show notes out and ready, you will feel so good. I'm actually going to do another episode in a few weeks' time on show notes and how you can use some hacks or set up some templates to create these quite quickly too. Batch scheduling is your last task in your workflow that you can get all in there and done. And I actually feel like the batching of your scheduling feels great because you know that it's all in there and it's all going to go live at the right time. So in this step, I am actually probably talking, I guess, about scheduling into your host and your website. But if you are super efficient, you can also batch your social media scheduling here too, as well as your email marketing. And now you've done all that, you can go and batch and relax. Well, okay, so that would be nice, but you can see how putting some effort into batching can make the whole process a little bit easier. It's interesting with my clients because I see a variety of different ways that people work through their workflow. And I have to say, I have got a couple of clients that have batched 2 to 3 months in advance for their recordings, which means they've obviously done the prepping and they've done the guest booking and all of that kind of stuff, the pre-work as well. And I guess you could look at doing it a couple of different ways. You could look at it at booking out a day a week to do your podcast tasks and then possibly putting a couple of those batching tasks to do. So you might batch record and then batch edit on one morning. And then that day, the following week, you might batch your graphics and your show notes and your scheduling. Or you might prefer to just book out 1 to 2 days at the beginning of the month and do all of the batching for all of the episodes for that particular month. So there are different ways that people like to do it, but that just gives you an idea, I guess, of how people can use that system of batching to help with their podcasting tasks. I've actually spoken to quite a few people who feel that if they batch too far in advance, that it removes any of the flexibility in the release schedule if something time relevant arises. And so that could be the case. I mean, you could also, if you don't batch schedule but you get everything else ready to go, you could be flexible in the release. But you might find that batching isn't for you. Obviously, everybody is different. But if you want to streamline your podcast process and see if it does work for you, for me personally, I do like to batch my tasks, but it might just be something that you would like to do and see if it works for you. So in summary, the tasks that you can batch in your podcast workflow are the show prep, getting all of your outline done, your guests booked in, etc., the recording, the editing, the graphics, the show notes, and the scheduling. I hope that gives you some ideas on how you can increase your productivity around your processes. I also want to tell you a little bit about my Facebook group called the Australian Podcasters Collaborative. It is a group for new podcasters or people thinking about launching a show right through to seasoned podcasters, and it is just a beautiful place for people to connect, learn and share as they go along the journey. And even though we call it the Australian Podcasters Collaborative, we are also accepting people from overseas as well. That is it for today's episode, and I look forward to chatting to you again soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe in your podcatcher so you don't miss an episode. And whilst you're there, I'd love it if you'd leave me a rating and review to help other podcasters.